2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have sunshine, blue skies, 64 degrees. KSL's top story. The state attorney general's office is investigating a Salt Lake City IT employee accused of helping an alleged human trafficker. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt begins our team coverage.
50-year-old Patrick Kevin Driscoll is facing charges of aiding and exploiting prostitution as well as obstructing justice after the Utah Attorney General's office uncovered evidence Driscoll might have been passing sensitive police information to another man charged with human trafficking this month. Driscoll is an IT employee of the city, not the police department, but former Salt Lake Police Chief Chris Burbank says he would have had access to a lot of information.
Home addresses, home phone numbers, cell phone numbers, employment records. This person would have access to all of those.
A search warrant of Driscoll's home turned up digital storage devices containing some of that information. Burbank says SLCPD has always outsourced its IT to the city, but he's alarmed that no one would have noticed an access to that data from a home computer. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she's deeply troubled by the circumstances surrounding Driscoll's arrest. IT firms have safeguards in place to prevent this exact type of abuse that happened in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues our team coverage.
Nexus IT's Tara Anderson says it's not unheard of for people in the IT department to have widespread access to some sensitive stuff.
It is common in IT in some companies and organizations because they do have to go in and provide critical services and keep it running.
But most companies employ something called privileged access management that includes safeguards against one person having too much power. For example, you might have something that requires two employees to access. Or maybe an individual employee can only access part of the assets, but not others. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 302. Police have arrested a man suspected of firing his gun at other cars on I-15. Last month, one shot injured a woman driving alongside the man at 114th South. Hunter J. Bott was booked into Salt Lake County Jail yesterday. When he was arrested at work in Grantsville, he admitted to one incident in which he fired his gun while driving. The U.S. House voted this afternoon to hold one of President Trump's advisors in contempt. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the House voting mostly on party lines to hold Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. Republican Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger voting alongside all the Democrats. Kinzinger saying that he didn't want to bring the charges to the floor, but that Bannon's lack of cooperation left them with no choice.
No one, and I repeat, no one is above the law, and we need to hear from him.
But Republican Jim Banks argued that these charges are just an illegal partisan move by the Democratic-led committee against the Trump administration.
Why is the select committee interested in Steve Bannon? It's simple. He is a Democrat Party boogeyman.
The committee claims Bannon has information about what caused the January 6th attack. The resolution now goes to the Justice Department for action. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland had this to say about that process.
Department of Justice will do what it always does in such circumstances. It will apply the facts and the law and make a decision consistent with the principles of prosecution.
Garland also refused to
comment on whether his department is investigating President Trump. Also in Washington, D.C., a ceremony marking the dedication of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial 10 years ago today. The event including remarks from President Biden, who echoed Dr. King's calls for economic justice.
I believe the American people, the vast majority, are with us. I think they see much more clearly what you've all been fighting for your whole lives now. It's in stark relief.
Vice President Harris also saying that Americans shouldn't have to fight for justice. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
If you want to vote in the upcoming municipal elections, you have to register to vote by tomorrow. That's the deadline. The most convenient way to register is at vote.utah.gov and follow the online prompts so you can get a mail-in ballot and choose your local community leaders, but you have to act quickly. Vote.utah.gov. It's been 18 months, but cinephiles can rejoice. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell explains.
The Broadway Center Cinemas has been closed since March 2020, but tomorrow it's finally reopening.
We're very happy after, 589 days to be able to reopen our doors.
That's Tori Baker, the president of Salt Lake Film Society. She says digital screenings and donor support were the reason they were able to reopen the Broadway. But the Film Society's other theater, The Tower, will have to delay opening.
Shipping can be an issue and, ordering can be an issue, hiring can be an issue. So all of those put together have just created some slower timelines than we anticipated for The Tower.
There's no set timeline for The Tower reopening. In the meantime, Broadway is kicking off their reopening by screening the new Dune with necessary COVID protocols in place. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
We're seeing a spike in COVID cases today. One day does not a trend make, but we have 2,300 new cases in Utah since yesterday. A dozen more Utahns have died. All but one of them were hospitalized when they passed. KSL News Time 306. Senator Mike Lee is speaking out this week against President Biden's vaccine mandate, which he says is unprecedented.
We've never done anything like this. And if we were to ever consider something like this at a federal level, I'd have grave concerns with it. But I can tell you one thing, we would never give one person the authority to impose such a mandate.
It is the eighth day he's taken to the floor in an effort to get the Senate to pass his bill requiring that any vaccine mandate has to include a requirement for informed parental consent. KSL News Time 306. Ricky Meese is here. How are we doing this afternoon?
We are coming in hot. We're starting off with a rough drive already in place, and it started a few hours ago. One of our hot spots with emergency traffic is a crash. Still in the cleanup stages, northbound I-215's west just after the I-80 junction. Then for Davis County drivers, an accident blocking a right lane of traffic northbound I-15 in Kaysville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 307.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.